Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Election integrity.
Election integrity, which, imagine that. So many people have said there's no integrity in our elections. Now we're finally going to have some. And to join us to talk about that right now is John Merrill. He is Alabama's Secretary of State. Mr. Merrill, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, I'm delighted to be with y'all this morning.
I love the accent. I just adore that. I could listen to that all day long. So now we're sitting here with Hans von Spakovsky. So the two of you obviously are so well-versed in all of this. This request that was sent to the states asking them for information and also some other things, asking them for input in vote on how to improve our voter integrity. Why?
Absolutely.
Are...
And Mary, before you continue, let me just say that people should be very excited and overly enthusiastic to know that someone of Hans' ability, credibility, character, and integrity is a part of this commission. Anybody that has a question about the intent of the members of the commission, anybody that has a desire to know more about how they should function, should look at Hans and his record and what he's done as an individual in his role with the Heritage Foundation should rest easy from this point forward.
Well, then we don't need to do this interview. Goodbye.
Now, he's just saying that because I'm a fellow from Alabama, too. You know?
Roll tide, right, guys?
Right. Roll tide, my friend.
Now we're up to 45 states now that are refusing the administration's request for this voter information that in many states you can buy online. Why are they refusing this?
Well, I think it's a great deal of political posturing in most people's positions and why they've responded to the way they have. And that's very disappointing because from the very first initiation that we received from this effort, the letter that came to us from Secretary Kobach requesting the data, we want to be supportive. We want to be helpful. We want to try to encourage the commission to accomplish its goals. And the only way to do that is by determining exactly what we can provide that will allow them to be successful as they move forward. And when you have a response that comes out within an hour of receipt of the letter that says, no, we're not going to provide it and don't ask for it again, basically from several Democrat-led secretaries of state in those states in the union that decided, hey, we're not going to participate, that should tell you directly that there is a political agenda behind that. And then slowly but surely, other Republicans started following suit, and many of those had their own reasons for doing that. I know that some of those individuals are actually running for higher office in their state. I think they want to show that they are taking a strong stand against federal overreach, and they want to be recognized as being deliberate on their own, independent thinkers doing what they have to do. But, you know, for us, Mary, it's more of a question of what can we provide legally according to the statutes that govern the state of Alabama. Number two, what can we do to help them be more effective as they review the information they think they need? And number three, what are we going to do to ensure that this is a successful effort without violating the trust and confidence of our people and putting our people in a vulnerable position in Alabama?
Secretary Merrill, if I may, I know that the National Association of Secretaries of State, I think you guys are about to have your annual meeting.
We are in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Do you think some of the Republican secretaries of state who I think reacted the wrong way, I mean, do you think we're going to be able to persuade them to actually cooperate? Because the whole point of this commission is to actually investigate and research, the election process and see, do we actually have a problem? And if we do, you know, how big of a problem is it? And if so, what can we do to fix it?
Well, I certainly hope, Hans, that all of the secretaries, not just the Republicans, but the Democrats too, will take self-inventory on why they have chosen the position that they've chosen and try to evaluate what it would mean to the commission to be able to support them without having the opportunity to express their sole political agenda for themselves.
Yeah, you know, I think part of it, too, may be, as you know, there's this thing called the Interstate Cross-Check Program where states compare their voter registration lists. And I know, for example, in Virginia, Governor McAuliffe came out immediately and said, oh, we're not going to provide any information. And I wonder
what. And he's already doing it.
Yeah, and I wonder whether that might be because the last numbers I saw showed that Virginia had over 400,000 people who were registered not only in Virginia but in other states. And as far as I know, I don't think that Terry McAuliffe and his election folks have done anything to try to investigate that and see if any of those people are actually also voting in Virginia and other states at the same time.
And that's one of the things that needs to be addressed through the commission. And I know that that was Chris's intention, and I know it is yours too. You and I had the privilege to visit back in February, and that's one of the reasons that I know so well your intentions and your desire. And I know all the members of the commission except for two, and I know what their goals are, Democrats and Republicans. That's why I think that people need to approach this with a more open mind in order to make sure that they're simply following their state laws and they're doing what they need to do to help out the effort.
Secretary Merrill, thank you so much for joining us. I, between you and Hans, I could sit here and talk to you, both of you, for about half an hour. I have so many questions. But keep fighting the good fight, and thank you so much for your time this morning with us.
Mary, thanks for reaching out, and best wishes and Godspeed to y'all.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. That's Secretary John Merrill. He is from Alabama. He's the Secretary of State talking to us about the voter data request.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.